at American Bag Centers. You've got nothing to lose but the pain.
The following program, Back Talk, is sponsored by American Bag Centers.
At American Bag Centers. You've got nothing to lose but the pain.
Welcome to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, located at 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. Now, with Back Talk, here is Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi with another episode of Back Talk. I'd like to start off each and every week. I'd like to say hello to all our loyal listeners. Thank you for listening. And a special hello to anyone who is new to this radio show. This, again, is Back Talk with myself, Dr. Peter Peduzzi. We're on every Wednesday morning on KHB 620 AM from 9 to 10 in the morning. As always, if you are new to the show, typically in the first half hour of the show, we talk about the very unique and wide variety of treatment options we offer, all under one roof right here at American Back Centers. Of course, American Back Centers was started, if you are new, you don't know this, but many of the people that listen each and every week, Dr. Miskovich started this practice over 40 years ago, located here in the Wexford area. In 1994, he saw that groundbreaking research, until still to date, the only research, and I say this is so important, is there's so many other so-called, you see them on the TV, the radio, decompression. They try to advertise that they have the best disc therapy. They call them all different names, neutrodismosis, disc decompressive therapy, go by many names, and in many cases, when you call their office, they don't even want to tell you exactly what they're doing. As always, when I talk about on this show, that should bring up a red flag to you. If somebody's trying to hide something and not really want to fully disclose what's happening and what the procedure is, that definitely would put up a red flag for me. We're seeing that each and every day with patients. They're coming in, spending thousands of dollars with these so-called researched treatments. And VAX-D, again, this is what Dr. Miskovich saw back in 1994, the only non-invasive, non-surgical medical device that has been proven through medical research, again, published in a medical journal, the Journal of Neurosurgery. This was done by two neurosurgeons, Dr. Ramos and Martin, way back in 1994. And don't let other doctors let you believe that this research was done on anything other than VAX-D. And most cases, if not all cases, these so-called traction decompression devices weren't even thought of back in 1994. And VAX-D, they did the research on this in real-life subjects with pressure transducers or pressure sensors. Technical term is transducer, showing that negative pressure is produced each and every time you undergo VAX-D therapy. This was done 20 years ago, over 20 years ago now, and it was done in 1994, showing for the first time and so to date the only medical device, non-invasive, non-surgical, that can produce negative pressure, reducing the pressure within the disc, truly allowing for opening up of the disc space, allowing fluid and nutrients back into the degenerated starved disc. If you look at the MRI, you can see the disc is compressed, starving, degenerating, drying up, darkening in color. We truly allow fluid and nutrients to come back in with the vacuum that's achieved with this negative pressure. Also pulling fluid nutrients, which we touched on, but also pulling disc material back off the nerve, pulling the disc out of the canal, so relieving your spinal stenosis, relieving any pain that you may be experiencing from the disc problem. And in many cases, people don't even know they have a disc problem. When they finally get the MRI, they see that they have a bulging, herniated, or extruded disc, and we've helped people since 1994. One of the first facilities to institute VAX-D in the country, let alone this area, and we've been known as the area's premier disc specialty center because of this. And Dr. Miskovich started this way back in 1994. So this office has been doing it for over 20 years. We'll do it for another 20 years. VAX-D will be around. I always say that VAX-D will be around for another 20 years because it's backed by real science and real results. 3,000 patients a day are currently being treated with VAX-D worldwide. There's approximately 300 facilities, medical doctors, chiropractic doctors, physical therapists, even orthopedic surgeons. There's a few hospitals that have VAX-D in the hospitals as well because all specialties accept and see this as the best researched, non-invasive, FDA-approved, safe, clinically proven, non-surgical alternative to back surgery. to epidurals, to pain shots, physical therapy that fails. And again, in many cases, we do therapy here at the office, but as I always mention, there's a time and a place for it. And in many cases, the therapy is not enough to allow your body to heal the disc. It's just strengthening the supporting muscles, which is great. But in some cases, if the disc is so inflamed, so irritated, so sensitive, even the most conservative therapy can actually aggravate the disc. Even chiropractic adjusting, in many cases, can help bulging disc. But in some cases, not. It's not enough. And that's why the patients come to us for a treatment specifically geared toward disc problems that's been around for many, many years, helping people, professional athletes, Greg Lloyd, Mary Lemieux, Tracy McGrady, many, many NFL, NBA, Olympic athletes. We even had Forrest Whitaker here a year and a half ago because he saw the success that he had with Vaccine down in Georgia, did not get to complete his program because he had to come up here and film a movie, finished his Vaccine program here at our location here at the American Back Centers, and is doing very, very well. So normal people, famous people, have used this procedure with great, great success. In the second half hour of the show, we typically talk about a nutrition topic. Last week, unfortunately, I was very busy. I had to run a tape, so I do apologize. I hope you enjoyed the tape show if you listened to it. This week, we'll be going back on the topic of rheumatoid arthritis, which we touched on 2 weeks ago, from McCullough.com. We're also going to get some info from the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, very, very popular book on rheumatoid arthritis, some natural remedies and natural ways you can deal with this, as well as the prescription for nutritional healing. We're going to get some information from there as well to help you. If you're suffering, you know someone suffering with rheumatoid arthritis. My mother suffers with rheumatoid arthritis. So I know very well about that and how debilitating the disease, if you may, can be, and how painful and how inflamed the joints can become. So definitely stay tuned for that in the second half hour of the show, getting tongue-tied there, sorry. And we'll definitely touch on that. If you'd like a copy of the article, you can go to mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. Or if you don't have a printer or a computer or access to the Internet, we'll be more than happy to send it off to you free of charge. Just call our office, and we can send it off to you, again, at no charge. Just give us your name, address, and phone number. All right, so as we continue on with the show, of course, as we touch on each and every week at the American Back Centers, we are not your typical chiropractic office since 1994. As we mentioned, the American Back Centers has specialized in the treatment of very difficult cases, including herniated disc, bulging disc, extruded disc, failed back surgery, sciatica, stenosis, degenerative disc disease, even people with foot drop, neurological deficit, people that were told that surgery was their only option come to us, and they're very happy they come to us because in many cases we can help them avoid the scalpel, the surgery, the cutting, the possible permanent complications that can result from this surgical procedure, whether it's laser or scalpel. We touched on that, how the laser is no safer. They try to claim it's safer, but if you actually talk to surgeons that actually do the procedure, they'll tell you that most of them choose to do the standard procedure, even though it's not successful, because they have more precision with their own hand, with the scalpel, as opposed to using a laser, and they still have to rip out ligament, bone, and tissue before that laser even goes in. So according to a surgeon, and we touched on this, the Laser Manifesto paper that I touched on this show months ago, with the laser, what therapeutic benefit do you have after you do all that damage, pulling out all that ligament, bone, and tissue? That's not including the $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, if not more, out of pocket you have to pay for the so-called safer laser spinal surgery. And they do a lot of advertising on TV, making claims of 96% success rate. And again, take that with a grain of salt when people give you success rates. Because if it's not backed by clinical research, how can you actually make those statements? Because in many cases, we have patients come in here, the doctors tell them they have spinal fusion surgery, it's going to last them 10 years. 6 months after the surgery, they're already in pain again. Even if you only get 2 or 3 years out of it, it's still not successful because it's not really a permanent correction. Within 1 to 2 years, 3 years, the pain is back. that's not truly successful because in many cases, as we talk about with the fusion surgeries in particular, they're putting rods and screws in there. So it does take time, but the areas above and below have to compensate, sometimes quicker than others for some patients, unfortunately. The arthritis, the compensation, taking that link out of the chain, per se, when you fuse a segment, that segment's supposed to be able to move. Now it can't move, so the areas above and below have to do something. They have to compensate for that lack of movement. So whether it's 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, if you're lucky, then you have pain again because the arthritis is developing, the compression is developing, the discs start bulging above and below, the bone spurs start forming, and eventually further compression occurs in the areas above and below that weren't affected. And now they got to go in there, in many cases, give you more epidurals, more pain medication, muscle relaxants, physical therapy again maybe. All these treatments all over again because now you're starting to have problems in other areas. So how is that truly successful? So with VAC-C, there is many research publications showing that 4 years after the treatment, patients are still pain-free and doing great. We see that with our patients all the time. Patients pain-free, no problems, they're back to work, no disability whatsoever, and they did this with VAC-C, and they didn't have to get surgery. And I do always mention this to you, and hopefully you'll tell anyone you know, because unfortunately, many people, they go to their PCP, the PCP sends them to physical therapy, they send them to pain clinics for pain shots or stronger and stronger steroid medication, and then eventually surgery. And they don't even mention us in some cases. More and more medical doctors, of course there are medical doctors using VAC-C across the country, in this area are sending patients to us, but many are still going that gauntlet, I call it. Pain medication, physical therapy, pain injections, and then surgery. So hopefully you out there listening will tell your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, anyone who may be suffering from these type of problems that there is a very safe, effective alternative to this, and they'll be able to avoid that. Many people come to us for a second opinion. Some people have the surgery scheduled the same week, and they come to us. And of course, you can always cancel the surgery, but at least get a second opinion before you blindly undergo the knife. And certainly, if you've already had a failed back or neck surgery, and we'll talk about the neck procedures we offer here in a few moments, definitely, the success rate with each subsequent procedure is even lower than the first failed procedure. So certainly, if you've already had a failed surgery or multiple failed surgeries, you definitely need to be talking to us because your success rate or chance of success with subsequent procedures is even less. And the worst part is the chance of more permanent complications continues to rise as you get more surgical procedures. And that's not including the blood clots that can occur that can kill you with any surgery, infection, bleeding. All these things can occur with any surgical procedure. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about the lack of success with spinal surgery and all the possible scar tissue and all the effects that can occur permanently when you undergo the knife. So again, that's why so many people call us, come in for a consultation, or at the very least see if you're even a candidate for our therapy. If we feel that you are a candidate, there's an extremely high success rate with this procedure. And again, we only accept the people we think we can help. And that's coming from doctors. I've been doing this for over 14 years now, and this American Back Centers here has been doing it for over 20 years. So we have experience. Again, one of the most experienced facilities in the country instituting this type of care. Our protocol is physician-directed. Our protocol engages other modalities as needed on a case-by-case basis. We have over 20 years of experience now. We screen out and decline candidates, as we mentioned, whose medical records and evaluation indicate we are unlikely to help them. So as we mentioned, 300 hospitals, medical, chiropractic, physical therapy clinics, even orthopedic surgeons in private practice are using VAC-D, not these other so-called decompression devices. This, of course, is vertebral axial decompression, or VAC-D. Make sure your doctor has a VAC-D. I've heard people say, oh, my doctor has a Vaxi. They don't have a Vaxi if it doesn't say Vaxi on it. It's not a Vaxi table. Vaxi has a patent. Vaxi has a procedure that's undergone with the Vaxi, and the actual Vaxi table. So these glorified traction tables that dress themselves up with TV monitors and all these so-called sci-fi technology to make themselves look like there's something that actually works, you have to be very careful with that. Make sure your doctor has a Vax-D, whether you're in South Carolina, Florida, whatever it may be. There's Vax-D centers all across the country. Just make sure your relative, wherever they may be, make sure that they're actually are using a Vax-D table. So, again, we ask if you're out there listening to the radio show or you know someone, you yourself or you know someone who has back pain or neck pain, unresponsive to their current treatment, you want to avoid further pain medication, physical therapy that's not working for you, pain shots, epidurals. You've gone to a pain clinic. It's not helping you. We touched on epidurals, how they, in many cases, are just Band-Aids. Not really solving the structural compression problem. You've been told you need surgery. You want to avoid surgery. You've already had a failed surgery. Your symptoms are radiating into your hip, your buttocks, your groin, down your legs, numbness and tingling. You have weakness. You have a foot drop, possibly. The foot is dropped. It's dragging. You have reflex loss. You may even have loss of bowel and bladder control. Those are all very common symptoms of severe nerve compression from a disc. And we've helped people in all of those scenarios. Disc bulges, herniations, protrusions, torn discs, as well as disc extrusions, the worst type of disc problem. And we talk about torn discs. Dr. Miskovich talks about on the video when he's interviewed by Channel 11 WPXI how with Vax-D there's an isometric contraction. So the disc walls actually get stronger. You're not stretching like you do with an inversion table or a traction table or these so-called decompression devices. And over time can actually weaken the ligament structure. With Vax-D, we're strengthening the ligament structure, especially within the disc, and tightening up those rings, the rings that contain the fluid of the disc, which in many cases can be torn. You'll see on an MRI or your doctor will tell you you have a torn annular fibers. That's a torn disc. The fluid is leaking out. With Vax-D, we can tighten up those. Dr. Miskovich says, tightening up shoes. The shoestrings get tighter. The rings get stronger. And only with Vax-D, you see that, where a torn disc can actually be repaired. So again, Vax-D is a very, very successful procedure used all over the world now. That's showing 92% success rate of Vax-D starts within 30 days of your disc problem, and a remarkable 71% success rate even in the most difficult cases. Of course, here at our office, we have a higher than national average success rate. Our success rate is 92%. If you are accepted for care, again, when you come in for your consultation, we sit down with you. We encourage you, bring in your X-ray, your MRI, CT, whatever you have. Bring in your family members, your friends, neighbor. Definitely have somebody drive you out here, especially if you're in pain. And also have somebody with you for the consultation to help you answer all your questions and help you get through all we go through. And again, we sit down and spend time with you, going over your problem in detail, doing a detailed history, physical exam, and then determining if you'd be a good candidate. And if you are a good candidate, there's a over 92% success rate with our office. Again, our office has over 20 years of experience, so we've perfected our protocols. We've gotten better, and we have the experience. And that's why our success rate is higher than the national average. The unique Vax-D treatment table is protected by patents issued in the U.S. as well as internationally. Again, this technology was developed by Dr. Alan Dyer, the former Deputy Minister of Health of Canada, who actually pioneered the research on the heart defibrillator. We all know how important the heart defibrillator is, used all over the world. Research to develop the Vax-D treatment was conducted over a period of 6 years with the combined efforts of physicians, engineers, and technicians at major hospitals. Just touching on kind of a bad subject, I was remarking to my patients the other day, just thinking about the heart defibrillator, which Dr. Dyer played a part in. We had two major accidents out in front of our office just a week ago, last Tuesday, actually. and one of them was fatal. And the other one, one of my patients, I guess, heard through the emergency room or the hospital or whatever, the one other accident, the person was saved by a defibrillator right on the scene. And again, another great invention that Dr. Dyer helped with the research, and of course the VAC-C procedure as well. Two great medical devices that have helped many, many people over the years. So with American Back Centers, as well as the doctors doing the VAC-C across the country, we are doctors dedicated to bringing you long-term relief and avoiding the need for surgery now and into the future. Don't wait until your condition worsens. Call us today. Our toll-free number is 1-888-222-8293. Again, 1-888, not 1-800, 1-888-222-8293 or 724-935-3300, 724-935-3300. Also, I want to give you the fax number. I do encourage you, if you'd like to fax over any MRI or CT reports or even an X-ray report, again, this is the typewritten report that you may have to get. If you don't have it, you can always call the facility where you had the imaging done. Ask them for the typewritten report that the radiologist, when he interprets the films, and they can actually fax it for you. Just give them our fax number, of course, and they can fax it right to our fax machine. Our fax number is 724-935-3321, 724-935-3321. Many patients come from a great distance to come see us. We have people coming from all over the tri-state area, Ohio, West Virginia, the state of New York, in many cases even further. We have people coming from Johnstown, even as far as Philadelphia. We have people from Montana, all over the country, Texas, Arizona. Again, this is a very unique and effective treatment, so people will travel. What I'm getting at is with the fax, you can actually fax over your report. We can take a look at it. Just put your name and phone number on the top so we can call you back. And if there's anything obvious on there that we feel that we cannot help you with, then we can possibly save you a trip out here. There's also a list of hotels on our website if you need overnight lodging when you come out here as well. Our website is www.AmericanBackCenters.com, www.AmericanBackCenters.com. I encourage you to visit our website. You can actually request an appointment right on the website. There's also, of course, a link to our blog, as well as you can sign up for our daily health update newsletter. It's a free service. There's some great health topics on there each and every day. A quote for the day on there as well, each and every day. So it's a great way to start off the day with health tips, as well as a quote for the day. If you don't have time for it, you can just delete it or skip it over. And the very next day, you'll have new health tips, updated health tips, and a quote for the day. Each and every day, a free service of American Back Centers. Also, you're automatically signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing because these are some of the greatest minds, Cleveland Clinic, doctors from California, New York, all over the country, contribute to this In Good Hands newsletter. It comes out once a month, typically around 10 pages of great health, updated health topics. So again, when you sign up for the daily health update newsletter, you automatically get signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter. So definitely do that today. It's a free service. Go right to the website, look for the newsletter, and subscribe today. You can also visit our blog. New articles are updated each and every month. You can go right to the blog from the website or go directly. You type in www.drpeterpeduzziblog.com. Again, www.dr, just D-R, no period, peterpeduzziblog.com. So the same thing with the my email. There's no period. It's just drpeduzzi@americanbackcenters.com if you'd like to email me any questions as well. Visit our website. We have some great information on the VAC-C. All the other services we offer here at American Back Centers, you can meet the doctors, meet the staff, some great patient education on there, as well as, again, you can request an appointment right on the website. Again, www.americanbackcenters.com. AmericanBackCenters.com. In addition to the VAC-C, we offer cervical disc treatment options. If you have a bulging herniated disc, degenerated disc, even failed neck surgery. We have great treatment options for disc problems in the neck region. So again, same thing. If you've been contemplating surgery, you've been told you need surgery in the neck, you've already had failed neck surgery, call us. At least get a second opinion first. State-of-the-art therapy, rehab, individualized programs, ergonomic postural instruction. We have rehab programs for any body part, shoulder, ankle, knee, neck, back. VAC-C has a specific protocol for rehab as well, which is very important. Wrist, hand, finger, foot, ankle, and knee problems we address, tendonitis, rotator cuff, strains, sprains, carpal tunnel, even if you need rehab after a surgery, hip surgery, knee surgery. If you need rehab for these type of things, we can do that as well. Deep tissue massage, myofascial trigger point therapy, acupressure reflexology. We have a licensed massage therapist. We actually have two of them, male and a female, instituting these type of care. Comprehensive nutritional consultations through standard process. If you'd like a copy, if you'd like to try the symptom survey, which is what we send out, or you can pick it up at the office, we give to our patients. Very comprehensive nutritional profile that we can look at and see if there's any underlying problems. It's a free survey. Custom-made orthotics, computerized digital scanning, assessing forefoot dysfunction. So we're looking for any type of issue in the feet. In many cases, patients, we see this, and it will help their backs. It will help their neck. It all goes all the way up that kinetic chain, knee issues. A lot of it stems from issues in the feet. So it's a truly custom-made orthotic. We do a high-tech computerized digital scanning of your foot, assessing for any possible foot dysfunction. Patients love these. It's so much more accurate than the old-style casting kits. And we're using the number one company in the world, Foot Levelers, for making our custom-made orthotics. And again, it's based on a computerized digital scan that's sent electronically to the company. Patients love these because they truly are effective and they truly are accurate for your individual problem. In-house x-ray, nerve conduction, ultrasound testing done right here at our office. We have a conveniently located MRI facility right across the street from our office. If you need a CT MRI, you can go right across the street and get it done. We can write you a prescription and you can go right over and get it. I'm also a certified personal trainer, so we can help you get back in the gym and do things properly. And too many people hurt themselves in the gym, and we definitely can help you with that, going over certain things you should and should not be doing, proper form, all the good things that go into exercising and getting fit, but not hurting yourself. All right, so we talked about the free consultation at no cost or obligation. We answer all your questions. We encourage you to bring somebody in with you. Number one, to drive you out here if you're in pain. It's very helpful to have somebody else drive you. Also, it's helpful to have somebody with you to make sure all your questions are answered. You may forget something. So if that person's with you, your spouse, family member, neighbor, they can help you so you won't forget. And, of course, we do a detailed examination to determine if you are a candidate for the therapy, whether it's VAC-C, cervical decompression, if you just want to come in for the orthotic scan, rehab, chiropractic, all the different things we do here, just for a massage. We also have that LipoLite procedure as well, slimming, shaping, and toning, non-invasive laser, not laser, but light therapy, much safer because there's no laser involved. It actually shrinks your fat cells and tightens and tones. Women have stretch marks. They have a little bit of extra around the waist, love handles, arms, men, same way. Women are losing dress sizes. Men are losing shirt sizes with this wonderfully safe procedure called LipoLite. You can also come in and schedule consultation for that as well. LipoLite, as well as all the other treatment options we offer, all under one roof right here at the American Back Center. We have a free video. This is a DVD when Channel 11 WPXI did a medical breakthroughs report on our office. They heard about all the success we had even 15 years ago with the procedure. And we continue to have now as well, helping people avoid back surgery and all the different complications that can result from these failed treatment options, epidurals, pain shots, surgery. And we have some great success stories on there. Dr. Miskovich answers some key questions about the vaccine as well. So we encourage you, get the free DVD. We also have some research papers. The first research was done right here at the American Back Centers and published in the Canadian Journal of Clinical Medicine. We also have the Knife in the Back article showing the failures of back surgery and why surgery is not the best approach for chronic back pain. And also we have the blue workers' comp book and the yellow auto accident booklet. Great resources for you if you're injured at work. We do see many workers' comp cases here. We do encourage you, call us if you've been hurt at work, especially if you think you have a disc problem in the neck or the back, if you have pain radiating down your leg, in your hip, buttocks, groin, call us. We can definitely help you with a workers' comp case, auto accident, whiplash case. We have the best rehab, chiropractic, massage, all under one roof that can help you get through your whiplash case, car accident case. We also have the blue and yellow booklet. These are booklets done by attorneys showing you your rights. Again, so many people get taken advantage of because they don't know their rights as an injured worker or injured in a car accident. They're taken advantage of by the insurance company and or the employer in the case of workers' comp. So please don't let this be you or your friends, neighbors, or relatives. Call today if you know someone in this situation. Get the free blue workers' comp book or the yellow auto accident booklet. Again, free booklets that we offer. We've offered for many, many years. It's such a great resource. Whenever we run out of them, the attorney firm out in Philadelphia, so they won't be calling you on the phone when you get this book. In most cases, they're just too far away. If you want to call them, you can, but they won't be soliciting you. And they do this as in the kindness of their heart, and they want to help people. And in many cases, as I mentioned, they're probably never going to get your business, but it's a great resource for you. You're not taken advantage of by these common mistakes that people make, especially with workers' comp. It's unbelievable some of the things you hear, how the employer or the insurance company just tell all these lies to these injured workers on what they can and cannot do. It's really sad. And in most cases, they tell you you have to go back to work well before you need to be going back to work. Certain things you're not allowed to do compensation-wise, everything that goes into a workers' comp case, you've got to make sure you know your rights because so many people, again, are taken advantage of by the insurance company and or the employer. All right, before we get into the nutritional segments today, I want to go over a couple more things. First, I want to do a testimonial. This is from a Tammy who received vaccine. Her story goes on to state, Tammy lays on the floor of her home in pain. With tears of pain in her eyes, she slowly pulled on her telephone cord, inching the receiver closer and closer. Tammy was desperate for help. Over the last 2 years, Tammy hurt every day. She goes on to state, my back problem was very bad. I was becoming paralyzed on my left side. I had no feeling in my feet. They were cold and blue. I couldn't work. All I could do was lay flat on my back on the floor and in pain. I had to try something. That day, I saw an article in the newspaper describing a new back treatment that could help relieve the pain of herniated or degenerated disc. I called a vaccine center in St. Louis to see how soon I could get in. She goes on to say, the reason my discs were ruptured was due to the fall I had taken down cement steps in 1998, says Tammy. Not only had I ruptured my lower lumbar disc, I also broke my tailbone. My physician at the Vaxy Center, Dr. Hoffman, MD, confirmed that I had a herniated disc in my lower back. According to Dr. Hoffman, he goes on to state, these discs are normally filled with fluid and flexible. In Tammy's case, they had become dry and were degenerating. Herniations that were putting pressure on the nerves in her back and her legs. She appeared to be an ideal case for Vax-D. Tammy goes on to state, I began Vax-D treatments immediately. Vax-D allowed my discs to decompress so they could be rejuvenated with fluid and heal themselves. It's a self-healing process with the help of a machine. As I progressed with the treatments, I started feeling better. The feeling was back in my legs. It was a miracle. I've been to over 15 doctors in 3 different states trying to find a solution to my back pain. While the doctors knew from MRIs that I had herniated discs, none of them were treating that problem. They saw my symptoms and told me that I either had osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, or rheumatoid arthritis. I felt like no one was listening to me. I was taking the same test each time I saw a new doctor. The test never confirmed that I had any of these problems. I became so depressed with my inability to take care of myself and function that one doctor even said My symptoms were a result of depression. I was given anti-inflammatory medicine and was left barely able to eat, causing my weight to drop. I thought I was dying without knowing why or what from. When I arrived at the Vaxi clinic, I hadn't worked for many months. Vaxi has given my life back. If you've been told nothing can be done for your back problem, you should at least consider Vaxi first. Don't wait until you've been incapacitated. I don't want anyone to suffer like I did, Tammy goes on to state. I believe this treatment saved my life. Sincerely, Tammy. We're not going to give her last name. But, you know, a nice testimonial showing how severe some of these cases are. We've had patients in wheelchairs. We have a story of a patient, his name is Randy, who was in a bed because he was so disabled, he couldn't even, when the remote control, he's watching TV in bed, fell out of the bed, he couldn't even get out of the bed to change the channel. He was so bad. He went through the Vaxi therapy. He's back walking out of pain. And in fact, he even went back to school to get his engineering degree. Now he's working at Allegheny Ludlum in a labor-intensive job with no problems, no pain. So you see, some of the worst cases are helped by this remarkable treatment called Vaxi therapy. And again, our protocols are very different, and our protocols have improved over the years as well. We initially allow the disc to heal first, so we stabilize the area. We're not jumping into therapy and rehab, which is important. But again, remember, the therapy and rehab is not addressing the actual disc. We let the Vaxi initially treat the disc, get the disc under control. We restrict activities of the patient. We have the patient wear back support. And then we wean them off the back support as not to create a dependency, and then institute a natural back support by the rehab and physical therapy once the disc has settled down. So many times patients come to us, they go to physical therapy. Their PCP sends them to physical therapy and or pain shots or both. And the physical therapy just makes things worse, or they do the physical therapy and they really don't get anywhere because it's not really doing anything to open up the disc space, relieve the compression. Actually, it's doing nothing to the structural cause of the disc problem itself. Certainly, the epidurals, the pain shots aren't. They may reduce some of the inflammation, the swelling, but the compression still continues to occur. In many cases, it gets worse. And, of course, they go to surgery. We know all the possible issues that can come with surgery. So we have specific supplements. We have a specific supplement program, anti-inflammatory supplements for patients. And we continue to get more and more referrals from MDs and other chiros because they're seeing that we're helping their patients. And, of course, the chiros, we send them back for chiropractic care once we're done. We're not into stealing patients away from other chiros. We send them back to their local chiropractic and encourage them to continue with their chiropractic care, which will help prevent their problem from occurring as well. We also give them a rehab program to do at home and continue at home for the rest of their lives, continuing to building up their core strength so that disc condition doesn't compress again. In most cases, it doesn't because the Vaxi has corrected the problem. As long as you keep the problem strong, the problem never comes back. So, again, we do that. We do, of course, we don't adjust patients when they have a hot disc. We don't do any physical therapy or any therapy at all when they have a hot disc either until things settle down. That's part of our protocol here at the American Back Centers. And again, our success rate is very, very high because we have the best procedure. We have Vaxi. We actually have two of them. And then our protocols are very unique and effective, and our success rate is over 92% if accepted for care. So again, the only way you're going to know is by coming in, requesting an appointment on the website, www.americanbackcenters.com, or calling our office toll-free 1-888-222-8293 or 724-935-3300. All right, we like to highlight a couple supplements that we have from time to time, some of the newer ones, some of the ones that we're seeing a lot of success with as well. Before we get into the nutritional segment today, of course, the all-in-one liquid multivitamin that I take myself, Intermax, 415 different ingredients, all in 100% carbon-bound organic formula. Wonderful, wonderful product. It's a liquid product. It's highly absorbed. We also have the IntraKid for the kids under the age of 18. It has a patented IntraCell technology, which is a process that maximally detoxifies each cell, as well as getting the nutrients into the cell much, much more effectively. You're actually getting what you're paying for. You're absorbing it much better, and extremely effective carbon-bound organic multivitamin. So if you're looking for a highly absorbed, natural, all-natural, no preservatives, drug-free, hyperallergenic multivitamin with a extremely high ORAC value, that's the ratings of nutritional supplements, Intramax is the way to go, and it's a great way of doing it because it's very easy. You don't have to take another pill. You're just taking an ounce a day. You can literally put it into a shot glass if you want, and 1 ounce shot glass, and take your Intramax or the IntraKid, which, again, is for the kids under the age of 18. We also have the Progene, which is a testosterone supplement. If you'd like to try the test kit as well, we have a test kit that you can actually do at home. I was telling you it was $40. It's actually $35. And it's a great way, easy way to do 4 salivary tests at home. You activate the test by phone or web. You collect the samples all in one day. And then you seal the box and mail the samples. The lab form is included. The postage is included as well. Results are available online or by phone within 5 to 7 days. And then they will tell you if you have a need for any type of low testosterone or any type of testosterone supplement. This supplement is not testosterone. It's actually testosterone precursors. It's a safer way of doing it. It's a natural way of doing it. And it's natural, non-synthetic ingredients working naturally with your body to help reverse the natural loss of testosterone due to aging. So if you want more energy, motivation, increased power, performance, and confidence, renewed passion and interest, these are common signs of testosterone loss. Studies show a decrease of 1 to 2% per year after the age of 30 with testosterone. So again, the only way you're going to know if you have low testosterone scores is doing the testing. You can do it through your medical doctor, or you can do it at home. So this very convenient and inexpensive test kit. So just call our office if you like a test kit that you can do at home. If you already know you have low T scores, the Progene is a very safe, effective way of treating this without any possible side effects. We also have some other things I want to go over, the esterified fatty acids. Wonderful way to defeat pain and restore joint health. It's an alternative to hyaluronic acid, glucosamine. There's some studies showing essential fatty acids compared to glucosamine showing superior results in top medical journals compared to glucosamine alone. So if you've tried glucosamine, you've tried hyaluronic acid, you may want to give, and it hasn't worked for you, you may want to try esterified fatty acid complex. We have right here at the American Back Centers. We also have the glucosamine complex that has glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, collagen, and MSM all in a liquid formula. So if you'd like to try that, we have that as well. But if you've tried glucosamine formulas and they have not worked for you, the esterified fatty acids may be a very safe, effective alternative that seems to have a lot of great research that's showing that it may be even superior to glucosamine. Now, remember, our glucosamine product has all 5 of those together. So if you want to try glucosamine itself, you may want to try the glucosamine with the hyaluronic acid, chondroitin, MSM, and collagen together. But if you want to try the esterified fatty acids, which is the latest and newest joint supplement, again, showing great, great promise, we have that here at our office as well. Ask for the esterified fatty acid complex. We also have the new and improved Biofreeze. I'm sure many of you out there listening have used Biofreeze. Biofreeze, in celebration of their 25th anniversary, has come out with Biofreeze Professional. Doesn't cost any more money, believe it or not, but it does last longer. And they upped their concentration of their formula, so it does last longer, and it's a stronger penetrating formula. So call our office. You can pick it up right at our office as well, Biofreeze Professional Strength Formula. Finally, if you're looking for a natural muscle relaxant, an alternative to Flexerol, Soma, we have the Formula 303, wonderfully effective natural muscle relaxant, again, called Formula 303. Give it a try, call our office, or, of course, you can pick it up right here at the American Back Centers, 103 Bradford Road, right here in Wexford, PA, right across the street from soon-to-be Ditka's. Atria's is turning into Ditka's restaurant, and right down the street from the new Tesla dealer. It's going to be opening up here in a few months. Yes, Tesla is opening up right down the street from our office, believe it or not. So again, very blessed to be in a very growing area here. The Wexford-Cranberry Corridor just keeps growing and growing and growing. All right, we're going to get into the nutritional segment. Rheumatoid arthritis, we touched on. A story at a glance, a revised and updated drug-free RA protocol based on the pioneering rheumatoid arthritis treatment tends to provide a 60 to 90% improvement rate in most RA sufferers. We touched on that 2 weeks ago. Important aspects of treatment protocol include dietary modifications, low-dose medication, optimizing your vitamin D levels, astaxanthin, probiotics, preferably in the form of fermented foods, or if you need to, in a supplement form, and getting regular exercise. Pain control is an important aspect of treating RA. Ideally, you want to use the safest drugs and only when necessary. With the ultimate goal of managing your pain without medication, if possible, some of the safest prescription drugs for pain include the Tylenol, which we did touch on a couple weeks ago with the dangers with pregnancy, the autism and such. But compared to the other rheumatoid arthritis medications, actually it's considered the safest. Some other medications include magnesium salicylate, as well as Salflex and Trisate, T-R-I-L-I-S-A-T-E, are some of the safest ones that Dr. McCullough does recommend. Some of the other things that we want to touch on as well, of course, we touch on glucosamine sulfate, esterified fatty acids, glucosamine, MSM. We have that formula. It has all of those together with the exception of the esterified fatty acids. Those are things that are recommended for the anti-inflammatory benefits as well as reducing joint pain, rebuilding cartilage. As we mentioned, if those things aren't working for you, you may want to try esterified fatty acid. Fish oil, taking a higher dose of especially EPA fish oil. We have a great product called Pro-EPA here. A higher dose EPA, superior for reducing joint inflammation, promoting joint lubrication as well. A higher dose EPA fish oil, like Pro-EPA. High potency multivitamin, like Intramax. Also, standard products, standard process has a nice multivitamin called Catalin, which is a great way, it's a great starting point, which has a rich blend of antioxidants and helping to prevent joint destruction. And multivitamins are a great starting point for any great nutritional program. Also, bromelain, Boswellia. We have a nice product called Boswellia Complex. It has Boswellia, ginger, and turmeric all in the same formula. Turmeric, as well as Boswellia and ginger, all anti-inflammatory. We see with rheumatoid arthritis, although it is an autoimmune disease, it's very inflammatory. And the inflammation symmetrically throughout the body can cause a lot of pain and suffering. So any natural anti-inflammatories would be recommended as well to help deal with rheumatoid arthritis. Also, the issue of decreased DHA levels can be a possibility to be addressed with rheumatoid arthritis according to the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. Supplemental DHA has shown therapeutic benefits in patients with lupus, which is also another autoimmune disorder, but also with rheumatoid arthritis as well. Some other things we want to touch on, too, is therapy, exercise, heat, cold massage, diathermy, lasers, paraffin baths can have a major role in management of RA as well. We touched on turmeric, bromelain, ginger. We have a nice product called Boswellia Complex. It has those things in it. Shown positive effects in treating rheumatoid arthritis. Dietary treatment of RA, importance of consuming a diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, cannot be overstated. Very, very important with rheumatoid arthritis as well. Some of the nightshade family foods should be avoided as well because some of those things can actually aggravate rheumatoid arthritis as well, so you want to be careful with that. Eggplant, some of the other nightshade family has been known to aggravate rheumatoid arthritis. Some issues with food allergies, you should be checked for food allergies, it mentions as well. Food allergies can definitely be an issue. Mentioned that patients with RA have historically benefited from fasting from time to time. Strict water fasting should only be done under direct medical supervision. Fasting decreases absorption of allergic food components and reduces levels of inflammatory mediators. A juice fast or a fast similar to the one used in the study in this article is probably safer than a water fast, which may actually yield better results. Short-term fasts of 3 to 5 days duration are recommended during acute worsening of rheumatoid arthritis. We touched on the importance of omega-3s, a higher level of EPA, reducing inflammation naturally, of course, an anti-inflammatory diet, which we've touched on this show many, many times, avoiding grain, avoiding foods that promote inflammation, incorporating more anti-inflammatory foods into your diet, salmon, mackerel, herring, olive oil, all these anti-inflammatory foods that we see over and over, which we touch on. We have a nice handout that we give to our patients addressing the anti-inflammatory foods and the pro-inflammatory foods, the foods that actually promote inflammation, grains, dairy products, grain-fed meat as opposed to grass-fed meat, white potatoes as opposed to a sweet potato, which is anti-inflammatory. All right, we're going to take a brief pause here. I think we have a call. Good morning. It's Dr. Peduzzi. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Peduzzi.
Hi, how are you?
Hanging in there, literally.
You have a question today?
Yeah, I did. I was watching the local news yesterday on Channel 2, and they ended the news segment with a woman who's a regular boxer, a professional.
Okay. Yes.
And she's from our area. And I guess early in her career, she was told, I guess she was having some type of back pain, and she was told she had a degenerative disc disorder, whether she was born with it or what, I'm not sure.
Yes.
But she said that they told her that she would be basically disabled from it and that she could no longer even probably walk that well, let alone do her boxing. And then she said she was involved in inversion therapy. Now, they didn't go into the therapy because it was really a human interest story, everything she went through in her life.
Yeah.
She's very young, but it was a very inspiring story, this young woman. But all they said was the inversion therapy cured her.
Yeah, I have no idea what they mean by that. It reminds me, though, of Greg Lloyd. Remember Pittsburgh Theater, Greg Lloyd?
Mm-hmm.
He actually was a kickboxer as well. He's in martial arts. He actually came to us. He came to Dr. Miskovic way back when we started VaxD, and he was kicking a heavy bag over and over, actually causing a bulging herniated disc, and we were actually able to pull it back into place, and he was able to continue playing football. Now, the inversion therapy, I don't know too much about that. I do know that I'm sure they're not talking about inversion tables because they're not effective for those type of problems.
Yeah,
but
that's what I thought maybe.
She just had a degenerated disc and not a true bulge or hernia disc, a mild case. There is a possibility that something like that, like a traction device or something like that, may give her some relief. But the more difficult cases, that's the case that we help here.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that it was probably not the case. But do you have any other questions?
Well, then your opinion of the inversion table, if that's what she got, it's not that good, then it doesn't really help.
If that's what it was, and I'm not entirely sure that's what it was,
uh-huh.
But, I mean, there's many, many times where patients have used inversion tables, and what happens is inversion tables just stretch the ligaments. And when you use them too much, in many cases people have a tendency to use them every day or
mm-hmm.
multiple times a week to try to take care of a disc problem, and in many cases they don't even know they have a disc problem. They just have severe back pain,
mm-hmm.
and they can't really see because they don't have an MRI yet. And they use them over and over and over. And even Dr. Weiner has talked about this on his show as well, that overstretching can actually weaken the ligament structures, make things worse. And there's no evidence that inversion tables will do anything to actually create negative pressure or pull a disc back into place. So
I guess the whole theory is like against gravity. But sometimes I guess you can go too, like 90 degrees, you can go too far at an end.
It's not doing anything to the disc. All you're doing is hanging there,
mm-hmm.
and it's stretching. It's not really doing anything to strengthen the disc or create negative pressure. Like I said, if you have a mild spasm in a back or a mild back problem, it may relieve some of the tension there.
Okay.
But it's not going to do anything, and there's no evidence whatsoever, and that's why the FDA has never approved inversion tables for disc conditions.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes.
Saladrin, you were listing a lot of things that could be used for back pain, and thank you for that. The DHA portion of the fish oil was interesting, but you had mentioned the esterified fatty acids. Would Saladrin fall into that type of...
Let me just take a step back, though. That was DHEA I was talking about, not DHA.
DHEA.
Hormone by the adrenal gland. They found that to be effective for rheumatoid arthritis, but the EPA component of fish oil is more important than DHA.
Okay.
EPA is more for inflammation. But what was the last thing you said?
You were speaking also of things, you know, for back pain, and you had mentioned the esterified fatty acids, and I was wondering if the Saladrin falls into that category of helping. I guess that's an old, it's been around for a long time, the esterified.
Yeah, I mean, it can. The esterified fatty acids is actually something new. A lot of people, you know, come into the office and they've tried glucosamine, they've tried hyaluronic acid, and for a lot of people, it's been about 50%. It helps about 50% of the people, honestly, and we'll see that. With esterified fatty acids now, they're seeing some great research that some of the people that were not helped by glucosamine or hyaluronic acid or the standard joint supplements are now being helped by this new esterified fatty acid complex. So it's pretty exciting and new, and we're very excited to have it in the office. And for people that may have not been helped by glucosamine or hyaluronic acid, it may be an alternative.
Okay. That's
they even
the
have
green...
a nice little story about a dog that had arthritis, and the veterinarians are now using it in many of the veterinarian offices for pets, the esterified fatty acid complex as well.
Is that like the green lipped muscle? Is that kind of what that is?
Say again?
Is that considered the green lipped muscle? Is that what that is?
The esterified fatty acid complex?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's just another supplement very similar to glucosamine or hyaluronic acid that helps to lubricate the joints and restore cartilage, but it just seems to be somewhat more effective for people that especially have not done well with glucosamine.
Okay. All right,
okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are short on time, so I'm going to leave you with some final closing thoughts before I leave you. The real question, of course, should be, why would you even think about surgery with all its complications and lack of success? As we touch on this show today, including infection, bleeding, blood clots that can occur with any surgery procedure, as well as the permanent complications that can result with any surgical procedure. When VAX-D is an option, VAX-D is a very safe, non-invasive treatment with a much, much higher success rate than surgery, pain injections, or physical therapy. Many patients go this route and eventually end up at our office wishing they would have come to us first. Remember, VAX-D addresses the structural cause, not just the symptoms, truly restoring the fluid content to a compressed disc, degenerated disc, decompressing the disc, creating that negative pressure, unlike traction tables, decompression, inversion tables. Truly, backed by research, again, published in the Journal of Neurosurgery back in 1984, the only medical procedure out there approved by the FDA for these type of disc problems. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be on next Wednesday and every Wednesday with another episode of Back Talk. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, sponsored by American Back Center, 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. For more information or to contact Dr. Peduzzi for an appointment, call 724-935-3300 or toll-free 888-222-8293. That's 888-222-8293. And join us again for Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
At American Back Center, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.